弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
是你们得救是基督徒的，请你举手。
Whoever has been saved, please raise your hand.
Thank you. 你们知道你我们是活着的吗？
Do you know we are alive?
很好笑。
Maybe laughing.
我们弟兄在这里做见证，70岁，大江南北，从东到西，我是指从中国到美国来。
As our brother has testified, he is almost 70 years old, and he has been through the north and south of China.
他讲述他的很久，你听到他讲很多关于他过去的生活。
He shared lots of his stories.
当时是时势造英雄。
And at that moment, its kind of situation made the hero.
现在那个英雄是他自己。
At that time, the hero may be himself.
等到他做见证说，他说。现在这不是我了，这个英雄是神。
But as he testified, the hero is not me.
是英雄造时势。
It's the hero that created the situation.
原来活着是在他自己的里面。
Before he lived in himself.
现在活着是在基督里面活着。
But now to live is in Christ.
我们。今天已经十月的第二个主日了，对吧？
It has been the second Sunday of October.
如果我们现在还不知道我们今年讲的活着是基督，我想你可能睡了很久。
If you haven't know that the theme of the year is to live as Christ, you may have been slept through all the sessions.
活着是基督，是因为我们活着。这个活着是因信而活，就是我们曾经交通过。一人因信而活过来，重生的意思。
And to live is Christ because we live, and this live means born again, and just like the righteous should live by faith.
得永生的意思。
And to gain eternal life.
一个人一得到生命以后
，After one have the eternal life.
这个生命是永远的生命。
It's eternal.
圣经告诉我们，信是所望之事的实底，未见之事的确据。
And the Bible tells us that the faith is a substantiation of what has been hoped for.
我们弟兄在这里做见证，看到他姊妹在那里掉眼泪。
And when our brother testified, we saw his sister, we saw tears.
因为他知道他姊妹的心，现在我们可以一起上天堂。
Because we can understand sister's heart, because they will go to heaven together.
基督在哪里，哪里就是天堂。
Wherever Christ is, wherever is the heaven.
圣经里告诉我们，基督徒我们是属天的国民。
Bible tells us that we are spiritual citizens.
我们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
And our lives are hidden with Christ in heaven.
我们是属天的。
We are heavenly.
我们是属基督的。
And we belong to Christ.
感谢赞美主，活着是基督，是因为我们活着。
Thanks the Lord to live is Christ because we live.
我们年轻弟兄也在这里做见证。
And also our young brother has testified here.
他是非常注重推理的。
And he's a very logical person.
他很讲，今天我们刚刚在那边交通到智慧。
Just as we share the wisdom.
我们年轻弟兄讲说，一个是神的智慧，但是神也赐给人智慧，人也有智慧，人也要活着，用靠这个智慧。
And our brother shared that, yeah, we know God is wisdom, and He gives wisdom to us, so we have wisdom too, and we may live by it.
我们年轻的弟兄上个礼拜在这里，他得救受浸，在这里做见证。
In his testimony,
他是一个讲求悟性的人。
He's the one who seeks understanding.
可是基督向人说话。
But Christ speaks to men.
因为道成肉身的这一位就是在这里发表神的自己。
But the one who is word of become flesh revealed God himself.
他就是受膏者。
He is the anointed one.
耶稣就是基督，就是那一个来这里把神的自己彰显出来的人。
Jesus is Christ, the one who revealed God himself to us.
圣经告诉我们，没有人见过神，只有他怀中的独生子把他显明出来。
And the Bible tells us nobody has seen God, only the beloved Son in his bosom revealed himself to us.
你要智慧，你要理性，你要悟性吗？
Do you want wisdom or reasoning?
基督来跟你说话。
Christ will speak to you.
启示神的自己。
To reveal God himself.
让你的理性经过试验。经过纠正。
And so all your reasoning and understanding can be corrected.
在他的理性里面被引导，一直引导成了他的信念，就成了他的信心，接受耶稣基督做他的救主。
And led to a firm faith and belief to accept Jesus Christ as his personal savior.
这一个得救。
And this salvation.
得生命。
Have life.
在他还没有做见证以前，我们在他家里一起有个机会，我要求他做祷告。
Before his testimony, in his home, I asked him to have a prayer together.
他第一句话就说：“慈悲怜悯的天父。”
And in his prayer, the first thing he said is, "Merciful, merciful Father."
这个重生把人带到跟神的一个亲密的关系，是做神的儿女。
And this new life brought me into a new relationship with our Father. We are his children.
他母亲在座，我们亲爱的姊妹掉下感动的眼泪。
And we saw his mother's tears.
活着就基督，因为我们是活着，是重生的。
To live is Christ because we live and because we're born again.
这个重生叫我们跟神的关系不是留在知识头脑的里面。
So that our relationship with God is not just in our brain, not just in our knowledge.
我们有一个年长弟兄跟我们讲，他说你从得救以后不是跟耶稣做表亲啊，一表三千里啊。
Our brother said, after you believe, you are not just a remote relative with Christ.
你是神家中的一份子啊。
You are one in the God's family.
因为你的信得到生命，你跟神有这样关系，是神家中的一份。
Because your faith, you got God's life, and you are one in God's family.
这位又真又活的神要听见你说话。
This true and living God will hear what you say.
祷告。
To pray.
他要跟你说话。
And he will speak to you.
借着圣经向我们说话。
Through the scriptures.
借着他的启示，借着圣灵点活他的话。
And through the revelation, enlighten his word.
你说这个重生奇妙不奇妙？
How wonderful is this born again life?
保罗的经历里面一样是告诉我们。
Through Paul's experience, he also told us.
在以弗所书第二章第四节第五节，他告诉我们说，他当时啊，我是死在过犯中的时候，神是有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我的大爱，叫我们与基督就一同就活过来。
In Ephesians chapter 2 verse 4 and 5, but because of his great love of us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions.
活过来是因为说他原先是死的，现在再活过来，这个就是复活。
Because it is because we are previously dead and now alive, so that's called resurrection.
他经历了神在儿子身上所想彰显的死里复活的大能，这个大能要显在一切信他的人的身上。
He experienced the resurrection power that may our Lord Jesus Christ raise from the dead. And also, us who believe will experience this.
叫我们得生命。
So that we can have this life.
所以基督徒所有与神的相交的经历都是从这个接受这个生命开始的。
So all our experience of this fellowship is through this new life.
活着就是基督。是因为基督复活的生命在我们里面，叫我们有一个属灵的生活。
To live is Christ because the resurrected life of Christ will lead us into a spiritual life.
上一次我们在一起交通到保罗的在腓立比前说，他说我已经丢弃万事，看作粪土， 使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能。
And we shared last time that Paul said, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for which sake I have lost all things.
晓得他复活的大能。
To know his resurrection power.
如果我们在主里面得着这个真实的生命，你会有一个经历，会晓得他复活的大能，因为你是从死里复活的人。
If you truly have the life, you will experience this great power.
原来我们远离神，与神为仇，今天我们可以转向神，能够神有亲密的交通，跟他有这样的一个关系。
Before we are far away from God, and now we can have an intimate relationship with God.
但是他没有停在这里。
But he didn't just stop there.
他说并且晓得要我有份于他的受苦，或者说交通他的苦难，让我能够被磨成他死的样式，就或者我可以从死里复活。
And not only that, Paul said, I will fellowship in his sufferings, and to understand his resurrection power, and be molded into the likeness of his son.
所以说在他的生活的当中，整个的过程是一个经历，经历他与一同受苦，就交通在神的耶稣基督的苦难里面，被磨成他死的样子。这个生命的经历是非常奇妙的。
It is very precious that his entire life is to experience this resurrection power and to be molded into the likeness of his death.
当我们有这样子的认识的时候，像保罗这样的，他就把所有的事情不要，因为他在这里称过。什么是值得的，是 worthy， 是什么是最宝贵的，在这里，所以他愿意丢弃万事，视为粪土，为着赢得基得着基督。
And if we truly have experience like that, we can follow Paul that truly discard everything to gain Christ.
他说，保罗是。第八天受割礼，我们都以前都交通过，但是不管他是中他的礼仪或者种族或者他出生的阶级，甚至他血缘之正统，甚至于说他能够按照律法来生活，甚至他里面的热忱，但是这些所有的事情在保罗里面的生性，当他得到这个生命的时候，他发现他要把这些东西要放下，要为着要得着基督的本身。
We know that Paul has a lot of things to boast in his flesh. For example, he gets circumcised on the eighth day about his tradition and his zeal for the religion. He has a lot of things to boast. But once he knows Jesus Christ, he forsakes all these things to gain Christ.
天然人的生命，我们没有得救以前，每一个人的生命，因为我们知道从哪里来，经过人的悖逆不顺服，有罪性，有罪成了罪行，然后这样子，所以在人天然的生命里面，我们都是想路使人走出来的。
In our natural life, we have the understanding that we find our own way because of we are rebellious.
Yeah, 我们都会想说，如果 Bill Gates 跟那个跟他如果说生不逢时的时候，他可能不会做这个 Microsoft 的执行长。
And we saw that Bill Gates, if he don't have a right situation, probably he won't be the CEO of Microsoft.
那一定是时势造英雄。
So the hero must be made by the situation.
要等到回头看到他事业这么成功的时候，又捐了这么多钱，可能是英雄先造时势。
And in another look at how successful he is, we may have a second thought that maybe it's hero that made the situation.
Yeah, 所以就变成 debate 这个，不管是时势造英雄，英雄造时势，不管怎么样，这个英雄都是自己。
So no matter you have the first thought or the second thought, the hero is always me.
接着我们弟兄给我们一点点他重生的启示，叫我们知道谁是王，谁是真正的英雄。
And so our brother's testimony gave us some revelation that who is the real hero, who is the real king.
谁真正的不改变？
Who is the one who never changed?
是谁有真正的权柄啊？
Who is the one who has the true authority?
天然人是这样子，时势造英雄。可是我们弟兄做的见证，就像告诉我们，一个基督徒一开始就是在基督里，在基督的生命里面。
And in natural man thought that the situation made a hero, but for us Christians, we know that everyone in Christ is a new creation.
但是不停在这里。
But not only that.
他说， 你们要一起长进到基督的里面。
We need to grow together into Christ.
我们很奇妙，在我们人生的生命的过程的里面，它是从基督开始，也是一直到进入到基督里面的丰富里面去。
It's very interesting that our life starts in Christ, and the goal, but the goal is also Christ.
当然，如果对一个刚刚得救一个礼是一个礼拜啊，你受浸一个礼拜，你刚过七十岁，今天第七十岁第一个生第一个礼拜，对，刚刚过一个礼拜的时候，你不可能一个从刚刚重生的得到主生命的这样子的一个，对不起，我说你是 baby， 七十岁说 baby 是很对不起，但是呢。你要一个 baby 能够站吗？
I'm really sorry to call a brother who is over 70 years old a babe in the Lord, but I can ask a babe to stand.
你要他走吗？
And or walk.
他如果真的能走，你会吓一跳，对不对？
You'll be greatly surprised, scared.
你还要他跑？
If a babe, a 1 week old can stand up.
还要去打属灵的征战吗？
And or even for a spiritual war.
当然，我们不会期待是这样的事情。
That's not our expectation.
可是如果你得救二十年刚刚举手如果有二十三十不管多少的你到这时候还不跟神讲话不会祷告那你这个里面 要反省反省。
But if you haven't believed for 20 years, over 20 years or even 30 years and you never speak to God and don't know how to do that, there's some problem.
整个故事是一个生命长进的故事。
It's all a story about spiritual growth.
这是基督徒的生活的故事。
This is the story of Christian's life.
我们需要长进
we need to grow.
我们需要向前
And we need to go forward.
我们就要继续交通到腓立比书今天弟兄带我们读的这一段话
And now we'll continue, what's on the Philippians.
我们在这里交通的时候我们就要交通到不是已经得着不是或者我已经完不是已经或者是已经完全了
And here is shared that, like Paul said, I have not already obtained all these. All have already been made perfect.
为什么要这样讲?
Why we say that?
我们实在需要长进。
We truly, we need to grow.
其实做父母的都一定你都知道孩子一定要长大成熟嘛，对不对?
All parents can understand that need.
长到一种程度你还可以承受 这一个所有的丰富。
And to a degree,That he can inherit all the fullness.
可是，在开始的时候，在保罗就在腓立比书说了一句话，他说我他已经经历过这样子了，已经在监狱书信的环境里面，但是他还要说，他说我不是已经得以为已经得着了，或者是已经完全了。
And but even Paul, in the last stage of his life, he said that I don't consider I already obtained all these or have been made perfect.
我们先讲我们的主耶稣基督。
We first talk about our Lord Jesus Christ.
上个礼拜我们弟兄带我们看腓立比书第二章，就告诉我们一句话，就是他虚己成了人的样式。
And our brother shared last Sunday that Lord Jesus emptied himself.
我们的主把我们弟我们每一个人带进到他的生命里的时候，他在我们的身叫我们降服在他的面前，并且保护我们、管理我们，并且为着我们征战。他是大君王，可是他要先成了跟仆人的样子。
Even though he is a great king.He come in the likeness of a servant.
我们知道他是大祭司。
We know he is the high priest.
他在父的右边先为我们祷告。
He prayed to the Father on the right hand of the Father.
他在前面领路，他也在后面催逼我们往前。
He lead us ahead and he is escorting us.
可是这要成为大祭司，他要先成为祭物，钉在十字架上，满足神公义的要求。
Before he became the high priest, he became the sacrifice first.
是叫我们这些原来与神为仇的人能够与神和好，并且有一条又新又活的路，并且他今天还在那里继续的为我们不断的代求。
So for us who are previously enemies of God, can have a way to have peace with God and have a way to God.
我们刚刚说，实在他是神。的发表道就是神神道就与神同在道就是神可是他这个道他要先成了肉身 自搭帐篷在人间，是冲出借着他所说的话就是真理，借着他所行的事情就是恩典，来彰显在我们里面，彰显在世人的面前。
And truly the word is not only with God, the word is God, and the word has to become flesh first to come among us to give us the truth and grace.
保罗认识是基督，认识他的主，他知道这是主的样式，所以他也在这里勉励所有的主认识主，也是他自己的经历，要老实认识基督的生活上面，你要先存这一个心思，你要存有这个 attitude, 你要有这一个 mind.
And Paul knew his master, and he knew the likeness of the Lord. So that he encouraged us that we have the right attitude and the right mind in our lives.
不要自满。
Do not boast yourself.
里面有这样子的生命的实际，才有外面这样谦虚的生活。
You have to have such a humble inner life to have the real expression in outer lives.
如果外面有的装是虚空的，跟里面这一位生命连不起来的时候，不相称的时候，我们的生活是虚空的。
The pretended humbleness is vain.
我在工作的时候啊，早年的时候我们最早先做国际贸易都是到日本去。
In my early years of a salesman's experience, we went to Japan.
有一天我们到了一个下教场，就是株式会社社长公司的老板，很大的公司，钢铁公司。
One day I went to see a CEO of a big steel company.
我们去开会，有人进来倒茶。
And during the meeting, someone came in to pour the tea.
你这个人刚刚不是在外面扫地啊？
And asked why don't you just go? Not
原先就是那个我们在走进来的时候，他在那扫地的那一位。
He's the one who was cleaning the floor before we came in.
Yeah, he's the one wiping the floor, and was is the same person was carried the tea and serving us.
他又扫地又端着茶进来。
这个社长这位老板介绍，这是我的儿子。
The boss introduced the person. He said, "This one is my son."
为了他要接受以后训练他接受我的事业。
I'm giving him training so that one day he can inherit this company.
他需要培养。
He needs to be trained.
他需要栽培。
He needs to be educated.
我们在那里，因为我那个时候已经得救，你就想到主说过。
At that time, I had been saved, so I remember the Lord's word.
保罗这么引过主的，保罗这么说，他说：“这些弟兄姊妹，这些人是神的，是神所耕种的田地，是所要建造的房屋。”
And just like Paul said, that these brothers and sisters are a field farmed by the Lord and building houses built by the Lord.
他要去，我们在主里面蒙恩得救以后，需要在这里受栽培。
We need to be trained after we are saved.
我们需要受建造。
And we need to be built up.
这一位做朋友的这个社长，为了他的孩子，他要去栽培他。
My friend, that CEO, for sake of his son, he need to train him.
我不知道他是不是基督徒。
I don't know if he's a Christian or not.
但是他掉进了圣经的原则里头。
Because he followed a principle in the Bible.
保罗继续说：“我不是以为完全。”
And Paul continued, "I don't consider I have already obtained all these."
说到完全，当然是绝对的完全。
And Paul don't consider him as perfect. Perfectness always talking about the perfect in the perfect sense, absolute sense.
我们要认识这个完全, 我们要回到创世纪17章里面。
To truly understand this perfectness, we need to come back to Genesis chapter 17.
请我们打开创世纪16章, 17章。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 17.
请我们一起读16章的16节以及17章的1节跟2节。
And then let's read chapter 16, verse 16 to 17:2.
我先读中文，然后请我们弟兄读英文啊。我先15节，16节。夏甲给亚伯兰生以实玛利的时候，亚伯兰年88岁。17章，亚伯兰年99岁的时候，耶和华向他显现，对他说：“我是全能的神，你当在我面前做完全的人。我就与你立约，使你的后裔。” 极其繁多。
Chapter 16, verse 16. Abraham was 86 years old when Hagar bore him Ishmael. When Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, I am God Almighty, walk before me and be blameless.
亚伯兰86岁，生了以实玛利。我们都知道以实玛利从哪里来，是从夏甲，是他的婢女。 但是今天，他以为他生了以实玛利，他心里就满足了。神很长的时间没有跟他说话，到了他99岁向他显现说话，向他说什么呢？他说：“我是以利沙代，我是全族全有权丰的神，我是 Almighty， 我是全能的神，你当在我面前做完全人。”
And we know that Abraham had this son Ishmael through Hagar when he was 86 years old. He thought that his will has been fulfilled, but it's not God's will. And God haven't talked him for 13 years.
Go ahead.
And then God revealed to him and said to him that I'm God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless.
什么叫做不完全? 什么叫做你要做完全的人？当然就表示说他不完全。
And what it means to be blameless? Well, obviously, Abraham is not perfect.
所以你要追求，你要竭力追求这个完全。
So you need to press on for this perfectness.
你要竭力追求做这个完全人，你要做一个完全人的心思。你如果具备了这样心思，我就跟你立约。Have
the mindset to be perfect and then I will make a covenant with you.
我们都知道这个约跟亚伯拉罕的约是有条件的，就是亚伯拉罕必须要追求做一个完全的人。We
know this covenant is conditional. It's unconditioned. Abraham is willing to press on.
所以到了17节、10节、第10节那里，神就告诉他：“你们所有的男子都要受割礼，这就是我与你。” 与你后裔所立的约，割礼是一个约，是一个立约的记号，也是这一个约的本身。And
this is my covenant with you and your descendant after you, the covenant you are to keep. Every male among you shall be circumcised.
我们要有这个心思。We
need to have this mind.
要做完全人，不是我以为完全，但是我需要追求做一个完全人。 总要存着这个心思，这就是彼得保罗在腓立比后面15章第3章第15节所教的。你们中间的完全人，总要存这个心思，那是指着追求完全的心思。And
not consider ourselves to be mature, but seek to be mature.
你如果不能够做完全人，你就不能够承受神的应许。
If you are not mature, you cannot inherit the promise of God.
圣经上讲，神说你要 walk before and be perfect.
神说你要在我面前做完全人。但是这条路要走的时候，他必须是靠着神的全有、全足、全丰。And go through this path, rely on the Almighty God, who is all rich and and his origin.
所以保罗在圣经启示告诉我们 神本性的一切丰盛都是有形有体的在基督里。
And Paul said to us that all the riches of God has resided in Christ in the bodily form.
所以在这里我们要竭力的追求，他说要你要不要以为自己是已经得着了，你不要以为自己不要自己，我不自己以为是完全的。
So Paul encouraged us to press on, not consider ourselves as perfect or has taken hold of it.
当到亚伯拉罕在创世纪十章这里显出来那个割礼的意思的时候，从这个历史里面，我们知道这个事实以后，我们就回到保罗写的罗马书里面，告诉我们一件事情。他说，外面的割礼不算割礼，唯有里面做的才是真实的。And
through Abraham's circumcision in Genesis, we can understand what is the meaning of circumcision. But comes to Romans chapter 6, then. As Paul said, that the circumcision outside is not real circumcision.
真的割礼是在，inside,
the real one is inside.
Right. 真的割礼 is在里面的，不是在外，在乎灵，不在乎仪文。
And true circumcision is of spirit, not of flesh.
感谢主。 保罗认识基督，保罗也知道在神面前，神是鉴察人心的神，所以神在面前给神所注意的是人里面的光景。你在神面前，你里面是什么光景？神是清清楚楚的。Thank
the Lord, Paul knows God, and know that God is a God who searches man's heart, and he knows that what God cares for is what's inside man, not outside man.
人只要面子，但是我们常常讲，你理子都没，你还要面子。
Many times we all want to save our self, but many times we don't inwardly have it.
当然不是好莱坞每个电影明星都这样啊，但是大部分那个都是很有 role model 的漂亮啊或者干什么，所以人就看外面。所以你看他们自己结婚的时候是先看外表，但是等到最后他们又说我们是因为相识而离开的。
Understand that? I'm not saying that every superstar in Hollywood is like that, but actually, you know, natural men, they get married just by outlook or by appearance, but you can see most of them how the marriage gets ended. They say that their marriage gets ended because they know each other now.
如果还没有结婚，弟兄姊妹，请你拜托你要看他的里面。For
those who are still single yet, pay attention to this. You need to look what's inside the man.
我给你一大堆神的话里面到真理，但是你没有注意到那个 point， you missed the point 的时候，你就 lose 掉那一个意义，因为神在这里要我们知道，他要从里面开始做起。And
I shared lots of words of God to you. I hope you don't miss the point. That is the spiritual growth. The growth is start from inside.
我们从里面看，不是不要外面的行为，这个千万不要误会了。没有人基督徒只要到里面通通好了以后，你外面看出来他没有行为，所以有的弟兄说洗礼洗礼没有关系，现在无所谓了，看不见了，反正你这是一样的嘛，割礼割礼不一样吗？
Misunderstand me that I'm not saying that you don't need an outer life. You do need one.
我们需要,
but let's just say it needs to start inwardly.
我们需要有一个见证的生活。
We need a life of testimony.
但是这里是讲到那个源头的时候，当你有这个生命的时候，当你要活出来的时候，神叫我们从里头要注意，从注意心思，这就是割礼的真实的意思。But
I'm speaking of the foundation and the source that we need a life that we can live out, and this truly was the meaning of the circumcision.
换句话说，神的心意叫我们表里一致。
In other words, that man one our inward man and outward is the same.
但是次序不能错。
But the order is very important.
当我们人里面有了对的态度的时候，外面的生数就有属灵的生命的生活。
If inwardly, if we have the right attitude, outwardly we'll have a right spiritual life.
这个生活是一个长进的生活。
And this life is a life of growth.
所以是从长进到完全的。
And it grows into the maturity.
我们姊妹的爸爸在这里，他家里他是种田，他是地主。
Father or sister, he is a landowner.
我的 point 不是，他是 farmer.
He's a farmer.
他知道 那个种地的时候的那个过程。
So he knew all the process of farming a land.
你不可能去拔它的，对不对？
You cannot just pull the plant.
Yeah, 你方法不对的时候，你晓得这你的孩子不见得回家，他一定向外走。等到他在外面闯了祸，还是你的事。
If you didn't use the right method, your kid wouldn't go back home, but go somewhere else, and it's very hard to get him back.
圣经告诉我们，基督徒要成长，长到一个成熟，能够承受产业，能够长大成熟，得到基督完全的丰富。
And the Bible says that we need to grow, have this spiritual growth into the maturity to a degree that we can inheritance of the Father.
圣经讲说是那个方法就是因信以至于信。
And the Bible tells us from faith to faith.
所以创世记十七章实际上是在讲一个信心里面，他不断的信靠神，依靠神，与神亲近。
In Genesis 17, we saw Abraham is the growth of his faith. He get more and more intimate with God through his faith.
这就是为什么那个时候神对亚伯拉罕能够立割礼的愿。
That's why that God can have a covenant of circumcision to Abraham.
当然亚伯拉罕是信心的父。
Sure, Abraham is the father of faith.
但是一个信心坚强的人，但是在他的生活上你可以看得到亚伯拉罕当时的情形为什么会有这样现象，他就说100岁的人还能够得孩子吗？
And we can see through the testimony of a man with firm faith that you can see the same situation as Abraham.Like a man of 100 years old, can he still have offspring?
但愿以斯玛利活在你的面前。
May Ishmael live before you.
愿你那十四造英雄的我能够活在你的面前。
May the hero made by the situation live before you.
在神这里不 work.
But it didn't work before the Lord.
反而是在他在亚伯拉罕的经历里面是信心落的时候。
In the experience of Abraham, it is a faith that made him before the Lord.
Well, in that faith, it's他的信心不足。
His faith is not sufficient.
不是完全的信靠神，行出神心意所要行的那一个子孙。
His faith is not perfect. He cannot through his faith truly gain the offspring that is in God's mind.
所以神要他坚定他的信心。
So God wants to confirm his faith.
是信心经过试炼，
so that his faith can go through trial,
叫他能够成就神所要在他身上所成就的事，
so that God can fulfill on him what God wants to fulfill.
所以在这里我们看到是一个信以至于信的事情，是生命的长成。
So from here we can see a story from faith to faith. It's a story of spiritual growth.
我们弟兄很喜欢一首诗歌，所以我们弟兄今天也选了这首诗歌，就是知心的朋友。
Our brother liked this hymn a lot. That's my best friend.
他说每一个台阶，
every steps of our life.
每一个什么？
Every little station in our lives.
长进的时候啊，每一个台阶，每一个小站，他四个告诉我们这个。
The hymn told us.
都是神牵着我们。
It's God to take our hands.
来告诉我们的路。
And tell us the way to go.
就是保罗说的十字架的路。
That, as Paul said, is the way of cross.
这条路不是留在死亡，却从死亡到荣耀里去。到复活里去。
It's not just stayed in death, but from death to glory.
所以它是每一个台阶，每一个长进，到那个新的领域的时候，你要再体会那一个割礼的意义，不是再去割礼，从里面开始。
So every step, every station led us into a new situation, and we need to think about this covenant of.Circumcision again.
所以今天约书亚带领以色列人过了约旦河，河水虽然高涨，但是他过了约旦河以后，第一个地方 那个名字叫做基甲，基甲就是滚去的意思，就是滚去在埃及的羞耻。
And just like Joshua, he led the Israelites, they crossed the Jordan River. And at that time, even though the Jordan River is full of water, but after they crossed the river, the place, they give the name Giga. And it is because the God said, today I have rolled away the reproach of Egypt from you. That's the meaning of this place.
如果你不清楚，你们问南区的，南边的弟兄姊妹在读这一段啊。
And I know that brothers and sisters from South, they are they're studying Bible, especially on this part.
同时，他们一过一接下来，他第一件事情做的是什么事？他是过逾越节，就像我们今天弟兄一施浸礼受浸以后，他就到主的面前来接就领饼杯。纪念主，表明主的死，只等到他来。
And the first thing after they cross the Jordan River is to obey the to hold the feast of Passover, just like as we first believed.
讲到竭力的追求。
Talking about the press on.
为什么创世纪十七章讲到以斯玛利跟以撒？
Why Genesis 17 mentioned Ishmael and Isaac?
因为长大一直长到成熟有一个继承的问题。
But because grow into the maturity, there's a problem of inheritance.
一个承受的问题。
About this, who inherits?
他必须要来讲说到出生跟这个继承权。
And it's talking about these birthright and the right of inheritance.
所以在这里神要跟亚伯拉罕有这样的一个约，他要清清楚楚的要知道从以撒出生的。
And so that's why God needs this covenant with Abraham and make it very clear that only through Isaac.
所以加拉太书保罗在加拉太第四章就告诉我们说，弟兄们啊，我们是凭着应许做儿女的，是从以撒一样的。
And in Galatians chapter 4, Paul said that brothers, like Isaac, we are children of promise.
那按照血气生的逼迫呢，那个按圣灵生的现在也是这样。
At that time, the son born in the ordinary way persecuted the son born of the power of the Spirit.
可他说那这是神的话，圣经上怎么说的呢？
But what does the scripture say?
把使女和他儿子赶出去。因为使女的儿子不可与自主的妇人的儿子一同承受产业。
Get rid of the slave woman and her son, for the slave woman's son will never share in the inheritance with the free woman's son.
这是神经营的法则。
This is the principle of God's administration.
在保罗来的经历来讲，讲到割礼的时候，他曾经又说过一句话，他说：“弟兄们，我们如果仍旧传割礼，为什么还要受逼迫呢？”又是同样的逼迫。
Paul said that if we still preach circumcision, why we are still persecuted?
他那十字架讨人厌的地方就没有了。
And then it's the cross wouldn't be attacked that much.
所以说，保罗就是在这里解释为什么他受到逼迫的原因。
And Paul explains why he's persecuted.
因为当然他保罗说从他历史来看，所传道之处所有的热心都是由很多的犹太人，有的在哥里的里面，这个比如在路斯德，在特里，在以哥念这些地方，所以说很多犹太人的群众起来就比较迫害保罗，所以保罗说如果人就传哥里，为什么还要受逼迫呢？
And through history, we can see that Paul gets persecuted a lot because the cross he shared. Many places go, the Jews will follow him and persecute him. That's why Paul says, if I still preach circumcision, why I'm still persecuted?
那保罗可以说，他说我是犹太人，你也是犹太人，那我为了那迁就人的意思就好了嘛？那我们就人和一下，迎合一下人的主张就可以了嘛？那就顺着大家的喜好嘛？那我这个。我传福音也可以传割礼啊。
And Paul may well just emphasize that he's a Jew as you are a Jew and just follow the tradition and make gospel easy.
那我就不需要受逼迫了。
Then I won't be persecuted.
但保罗不可以，不肯这样。
But Paul is not willing to do so.
他传只说我按照神的启示来传。
I preach what God revealed to us.
不能照 加一点、减一点或者人的主张来传。
I cannot add something or take something away from it.
哦，他这里讲到十字架讨厌，这个讨人厌这个字在原文的意思就是被绊倒的意思。
And this word actually means that people wouldn't fall on it.
保罗他说，如果我仍旧传割礼。
If I still preach circumcision,
基督的十字架就会把我绊倒。
And I will stumble on Christ's cross.
这就是他大马色路上的经历，因为他第八天就受割礼的，不要忘记了。
That's his experience on his way to Damascus.
他说的热心来讲，我是逼迫神的家的，神的教会的。
And because he said of as of a zeal, I'm the one who persecuted the church of God.
主叫他得救，叫他经历了神的自己的恩典，十字架就叫他绊倒。
And after he experienced the cross, he stumbled on that.
这个十字架好像成了保罗讨人讨厌的地方，来阻挡他的热忱。
And it became a stumbling place to stop his zeal.
可是这个同一个十字架却叫他认识基督复活的大能。
The same cross led him into the resurrection power.
这就是他一生的经历，这就是我们基督徒一生的经历。长进的经历，长进的方式。
This is Paul's experience, this shall be Christian's experience. Our entire life is to experience this growth.
上次我们交通到，我们弟兄姊妹在诗班先唱了一个诗歌，叫做不再介意，不足介意，记得吗？不足介意，你们忘掉了？哎呦。
Did our choir here shared a hymn. It's called It's Not That Be Never Mind.
不足介意是罗马书这句话哈，他今天他跟神的荣耀比的时候，他这些所受的苦难，他就不，他这个现在所受的苦楚就不足介意。那诗歌是从这里来的。然后中间我们讲了上一次的信息，然后最后我们弟兄带了我们又唱了一首诗歌，一直走十字架的道路，对不对？记得吗？上个月的时间，对对，三十天可能都忘掉了。
Sorry for my translation. It's not worth comparing.
十字架的道路。
The way of cross.
十字架讨人厌的地方。
And the stumbling place of the cross.
十字架的路叫人与主同死，却要主一同复活。
The way of cross give us experience to die with the Lord and to resurrect with the Lord.
这是我们的主说怎么带领我们得救，也叫我们怎么过日子的方法。
This is how our Lord saved us, and this is how our Lord lead us.
神没有改，没有改变。
Lord is not, is never changed.
我们帮不上忙。
We cannot help God.
我们帮上忙就变成亚伯拉罕的故事。
If we are trying to help God, we are like Abraham.
但是神爱我们到底。
But God loves us and loves us to the end.
今天借着洗礼，叫我们经历能够说。岂不知你一次一次的经历，你就会说岂不知原来那个洗礼是叫我能够归入基督，连于基督，叫我一举一动就有新的样子，能够像基督荣耀的父让基督从死里复活一样。
Just like Paul said that as for this baptism, don't you know that the baptism is baptism into his death, that we can be united in his death and united also in his resurrection.
时间到了。
Time is up.
我们不要忘记接力追求。
Don't forget to press on.
我们的态度一定要先对。
We need to have first have a right attitude.
你不要以为自己已经得着了。
Don't consider you have taken hold of it.
不要以为自己是完全。
Don't consider yourself as perfect.
总是要竭力追求，忘记背后，向着标杆直跑。
Don't press on, forget what is behind, and press on to the goal.
一直得到基督的完全。
To gain the fullness of Christ.
如果有机会，我们在以后下一次再接着继续交通，来明白主召集我们的目标是什么，我们的是为什么要这样做。求主祝福主的话语。 让我们谦卑的里面真实跟外面一致，能够谦卑的来到主面前，愿圣灵将主在基督身上所成就的事也成就在我们信者的身上。
And then if I have another opportunity, I may share more on the goal and the way, and may we humble ourselves as so that our inwardly and outwardly we can be the same, and may God bless us and fulfill on us what he has fulfilled on Christ Jesus. May God be glorified.